5, 8, 9, 10 o'clock before it clears.
Damn.
In some places, yeah. But if it goes up, let's see, I've heard them say if it goes up full 7, it'll rain down full left.
If it what now?
If it goes up full 7, it'll rain down full 11.
Oh.
I've heard that too. Old saying, you know. We're going to have to get going here directly.
About to rain?
Let's get out of the way of that light.
Oh, yeah. Think we ought to move now?
Well, I have to look up, see a new squirrel nest. I believe it's fell out of the other part of the oak down there in Large.
Is that right there?
Large, yeah. That's a nest that fell out in Large, that's what that is. She wouldn't have built the nest on the side of that limb like that, I know.
I noticed somebody lost a kite in that tree over there.
Yeah, they was over yonder in that old field. Yeah, in the winter. And I wasn't here. They came over here in Large.
Say if, you know, it's been real dry and you hadn't gotten rain for a long time, what would you say you're having a
dry spell? That means unbuckle. We probably get something tore up.
Okay. if it hadn't rained for a real long time, you'd say you're having a, not just a dry spell, but if it was worse than that, it'd be like a drought.
Yeah, you can call it, yeah, a long draft. Yeah, uh-huh. A long dry spell is called a long draft. That's what that is.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Let's see. Let's see. I wanted to ask you about a few greetings that you would use. Like, about this time of day, if you met somebody on the street, what would you say to them, you know, in the way of greeting them?
Well, I would say good morning, howdy, speak to them, and if they seem like they wanted to have a conversation or talk or something, I'd be glad to have one with them.
Yes. So, about how late in the day would you say good morning?
At noon, by noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
What would you say to them after that?
Good evening, or howdy, something like that.
Right. How long does evening last?
Well, it's same in the morning, I guess. So many days, so many hours in the day.
Yes.
And after 12 o'clock, then it'd be evening, I'd think, till, well, right on until dark, probably. And We'd have to stay there until bedtime or something like into that.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Well, you say if you were leaving somebody during the daytime, what would you say to them?
Well, bye bye, Jenny. That's a short word, you know. So, bye bye. I'll see you again later.
Right.
Uh-huh. And a lot of these young folks, you know, now they say bye Gator. See you later. Some little short something, you know.
Right.
Like that. They like a little fun, everything.
Well, if you were leaving somebody at nighttime, what would you say?
Well, that comes in at good night. See you another time, or, well, sometimes you bye-bye there.
Yes, sir. I see. What about this expression? Say if a farmer started work before the sun came up, you say that he started work before.
He starts his work before daylight, sun. His work would be started before daylight. I mean, between daylight and sun. I got it right.
Yes.
Between daylight and sun. The man's been out there plowing.
Right.
For an hour.
Right. Or if he's a little late getting out in the field, you might say that when he got out there, the sun had already